إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praises due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. All praises due to Allah who has guided us, and we would not have been able to guide ourselves had not Allah guided us. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has truly blessed us with an opportunity to do great, 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 immense good for our souls. According to all appearances, and sometimes appearances can be deceptive, there are many challenging days ahead for the Muslim community here in North America. Which means what? Which means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity to be patient. Allah ta'ala has given us an opportunity to be patient and thereby to do great, 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 immense good for our souls. Nothing in our religion has the reward of patience, with the exception of fasting, which in the view of many is synonymous with patience. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Many of the exegetes mentioned, commenting on this and a couple similar verses, A, بِالصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. A, بِالصِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the help of Allah with patience and prayer. That is to say, with fasting and prayer. Ramadan Shahr al-Sabr. Ramadan is the month of patience. In any case, why do we say there is no reward except that equals or equates the reward for patience? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us, Al-Hasanatu bi-ashri amthaliha. الحسنات بعشر أمثالها إلى سبع مئات إلى أضعاف كثيرة. The good deeds that you do, your prayer, your recitation of Quran, your awrads, your umrah, your hajj, whatever you're commanding the good, forbidding the wrong, your sadaqah, your assisting people, your visiting the sick, etc. All of these deeds are multiplied 10 times over 700 times over, many times over and beyond that, but they have a numerical limit. As we mentioned specifically, with the exception of fasting, in terms of our deeds directly. So كل عمل ابن آدم له والحسنات بعشر أمثالها وقال الله عز وجل إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به. So Allah exempts from that multiplication of the deeds the fast. Except fasting, that is mine, I will reward the nation, the fasting person. The ulama, they say that the reason fasting is exempted is because it embodies patience. And the reward for patience has no numerical limit. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, in the Quran, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The patient ones will be given their reward with no numerical limits. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So patience is rewarded with no numerical limits. In many instances in the Quran, we find the reward of patience mentioned after the mention of tremendous difficulty and struggle. For example, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. That surely you will be tested. لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ emphatically. وَالتَّقْدِيرُ وَاللَّهِ وَاللَّهِ لَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. By Allah you will surely be tested with something of fear. So it won't be overwhelmed. Some people are apprehensive now, but they go about their daily business. They're not overwhelmed. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. And something of hunger. Some Muslims are tested with starvation right now. Places like Syria or other places. But that's not the overwhelming, the dominant condition of the 1.7 billion Muslims on the face of this earth. Most Muslims are well fed. And the great cuisines of the world, most of them are Muslim. The Turkish, the Iranian, the Afghani, look at the restaurants in the area. The North African, the couscous, shawarma, doner kebab. It's all Muslim. Mantu, bulani, ash, kabuli. It's all Muslim. Muslims eat well, generally. بِشَيْءٍ مِنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَالنَّقْصٍ مِنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. And a loss of wealth and lives and fruits. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. Give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere. In the face of that loss, in the face of those tests, give glad tidings to those who patiently persevere. وَبَشْرُ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah Ta'ala mentions elsewhere in words that are incredibly prescient in terms of our current situation. لَتُبْلَغُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. That surely you will be tested in your wealth and in your persons, and you will hear from some of those given the scripture before you, not all of them, because some of them are friendly, wonderful people, and from some of the idolaters, أَذًا كَثِيرًا, much abuse. So if you're hearing much abuse against your religion, when you turn on the radio, if you hear much abuse on the tongues of some of your co-workers, the more ignorant amongst them, then know this is only something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has informed us about for over 1400 years ago. That surely directly addressing the community of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it's relevant for everyone after thereafter. Ibn kathira, wa in tasbiru, but if you patiently persevere in the face of that abuse, in the face of that foul language, wa tattaqu, and you remain mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and mindful of your duty to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ, then that is the demonstration of resolve in your affair. And that places you, or adorns you, or allows one to adorn himself or herself with one of the characteristics of the greatest of the messengers and prophets to walk upon this earth. They're called Ulul Azm. Ulul Azm. فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. So this is a characteristic befitting Noah, and a characteristic befitting Abraham, and a characteristic befitting Moses, and a characteristic befitting Jesus, and a characteristic befitting Muhammad alayhimu salatu wassalam. فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And what does Allah Ta'ala say to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam? In the face of the abuse, the persecution, the hardships, and the difficulties that he encountered, فَاصْبِرْ فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبْرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Patiently persevere, O Muhammad. فَاصْبِرْ يَا مُحَمَّدْ. That's not mentioned, but the address is directly to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاصْبِرْ, patiently endure. كَمَا صَبْرَ أُولُو الْعَزْمِ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ, as those great messengers who preceded you endured and persevered and were patient. وَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلْ لَهُمْ, and don't be hasty in dismissing your people, in writing off your people, in turning your back to your people, in responding to hatred with hatred towards your people, or bigotry in the face of bigotry. As Kipling says, and if you can be hated, not yet give way to hating. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. Very appropriate for our day and time. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, yet make allowance for their doubting too. If being hated, not give way to hatred. These are the messages that we need to take to heart, brothers and sisters. Because these are the times, and times, it's in times like this where the opportunity to manifest prophetic characteristic is called for. To have the prophet, the patience rather, that the prophets displayed. To have the good opinion of people that the prophets displayed. What is the opinion of the prophet towards the people of Ta'if? When they, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they stoned him, when they humiliated him, when they turned the imbeciles and the children of the city and unleashed them against him in a humiliating tirade of abuse. Perhaps there will arise from their progeny those who will worship Almighty God. When the angels invited him to call upon them to bring the great mountains down upon his enemies, he refused to do so. When at the height of the Battle of Uhud, a very desperate situation where victory was snatched away, and then a very psychologically traumatizing defeat was inflicted upon the Muslims, and in the thick of the fray, when so many good people are falling, Hamza or Mus'ab bin Umair and others, and they implore the Prophet ﷺ, he's desperately wiping his blood from the injuries on his mouth, on his cheek rather, and his mouth. And they asked him why. He said, if the blood of the Prophet hits the ground during the battle, then God will bring his wrath down upon his enemies. And then they asked him to pray against them. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma bu'ithu la'ana, bu'ithu rahmatan. He said, I wasn't sent to curse people. I wasn't sent to damn people. I wasn't sent to invoke the wrath of God down upon people. I was sent as a mercy. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was sent as a mercy. So brothers and sisters, patiently persevere. Despite the trials, the tribulation, no matter how difficult they might seem to be, no matter how daunting they might appear, persevere. Forge on, and know that you have a righteous cause, that you embody the very best of human behavior characteristic, if that characteristic reflects the prophetic virtues that we've been taught. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said in explaining his mission, and there are other explanations, but this was one he emphasized, إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ مُعَلِّمًا. I've been sent as a teacher. I've been sent by as a teacher. And so in the face of ignorance, what better thing can we do than to teach people? In the face of ignorance, what better thing can we do than teach people? Ignorance only exists in the absence of truth. Darkness only exists in the absence of light. جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. Truth comes and falsehood perishes. Falsehood reigns, especially falsehood concerning the Muslims in our community, because we have not brought the light of truth to our neighbors, to our co-workers, to our fellow citizens. We have a calling, brothers and sisters, and it doesn't involve something glamorous or something that requires focused groups to determine what to do. Just be yourself and tell people who you are. Just be yourself and share your religion with people. Be yourself and explain to people how this or that fallacy relating to Islam is not true. Invite people to your homes. Invite people to the library. Invite people to the mosque, to the masjid, so that you have an opportunity to explain yourself for yourself, and not to have yourself misrepresented by someone else. So patiently persevere. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The affair of the believer is amazing. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. His affair, her affair, all of it is good. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ. And that's for no one except the believer. إِنْ أَصَابَحْهُ سَرَّاءُ شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. If some good befalls him, if some good befalls her, he or she, they thank God for his graces, and that's best for them. Every good you enjoy, brothers and sisters, the freedom you enjoy, the food that you enjoy, the clothing that you enjoy, the shelter that you enjoy, the safety and security that you enjoy, despite all of the tension in the air. No one's fearing right now that some lunatic will run in here and perpetrate some ghastly crime against us, we sit here in safety and security. That's a great blessing. Thank Allah for that blessing. Thank Almighty God for that blessing. الَّذِي عَتَفَ لِيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Let them worship the Lord of this house. And an aspect of our worship is shukr, is thankfulness, is gratitude. فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Let them worship the Lord of this house. الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. The one who has fed them and driven hunger away from them. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And made them secure for prayer. Brothers and sisters, we should be absorbed in our worship as gratitude to our Lord for feeding us and driving hunger away from us and for blessing us with safety and security in our homes, in our places of worship, as we go to and forth, back and forth in the streets conducting our business. And there are exceptional incidents that happen here and there, but they're statistically insignificant. 4, 5, or 6 incidents, 7, 8, 10 incidents in a country of 319 million people. Since the election, people are tense and uptight that the elections have unleashed all of these nasty and putrid forces that we thought we overcome by and large. But despite that, have any Muslims in this country been shot since the election? Killed or abused? There are incidents. But how many people have died in car accidents since the election of the president-elect? How many people have died in the strangest of ways that we don't even take note of? No Muslims have perished. We should thank Allah for that, as opposed to working everyone up into a frenzy that leaves them vulnerable to their faith being eroded. We should strengthen people's faith and work to reinforce their faiths, their faith, so that if things do happen, they'll have the strength and the fortitude, the wherewithal to forge on and to be patient and to trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to trust in Almighty God, that His promise is true. That His promise is true. And that this world is just a test. It's not the end of things. One of the terrible, terrible conditions or situations we see afflicting many of our young people is that they're affected by an intellectual paradigm that's rooted in neo-Marxist atheism. That there's nothing beyond this world. Therefore, all justice has to be secured now. All good has to accrue to a person now. And that if justice is not forthcoming, if good does not accrue to the person, then one has to engage in desperate means to ensure that it happens, because this is all there is. If you're a Marxist, this is all there is, this world. If you're an atheist, this is all there is, this world. But if you're a believer, we believe that there's something beyond this world. We believe there's something greater than this world. We believe that this world is so insignificant, it doesn't even it's significant, doesn't even equate the wing of a mosquito. لَوْ تَعْلِمِ الدُّنْيَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاحَ بَعُودَ مَا سَقَى فِيهَا كَافِرٌ شُرْبَةَ مَا. This is the dunya. As we mentioned on several occasions, Were you to take the 100 years, if you had a good long life, and hopefully 100 healthy years, and not 60 healthy years and then 40 torturous years that you wish you never experienced, that it was all over at 60, but 100 healthy good years, what would that look like if we placed it on a continuum that started with the creation of the heavens and earth and extended into eternity? Because paradise or hell are realities that will extend until eternity with no end. What would that 100 years look like? You couldn't even begin to measure it. But there are those who would jeopardize eternal bliss for some passing, fleeting gratification in this world. This is not how a believer sees it. A believer understands there's no perfect justice in this world. A believer understands perfect justice is with God. A believer understands that there is no unrequited suffering in the world. That suffering will be rewarded. Patience in the face of suffering will be rewarded. This is what a believer understands and believes to the very depths of his or her soul. May Allah give us patience. Imam Shafi'i, he mentioned if one chapter in the Quran only was revealed, it would have sufficed the people. Wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr. By the witness of time or the passing ages or the declining day, verily humanity is lost. The only exception, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those who believe, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they do righteous deeds, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they counsel each other with truth, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they counsel each other with patience. So brothers and sisters, be patient, and understand that your patience, as we mentioned, has an unlimited reward. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّى الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. And understand these are days where patience is required. We say this in conclusion, as we're reminded by our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, في آخر الزمان أيام تسمى أيام الصبر. At the end of time, there will be days that are called, which are called days of patience. وَالْقَابِدُ فِيهَا عَلَى دِينِهِ كَالْقَابِدِ عَلَى الْجَمَرِ. And one who holds on to their religion during that time is like one holding a smoldering ember, a red hot ember, like those charcoal briquettes when you barbecue in the summer, and you just put the lighter fluid on, and they're red and glowing. Imagine holding one of those in your hand. That's how difficult it will be to hold on to your religion. And the ulama, our scholars, teach us al-ajru bi-qadr al-mashaqqa, that the reward for an act is commensurate to the difficulty of the act. So if it's that difficult to hold on to your religion, what is the reward? Wal-ajru amili fiha ka-ajri khamsina rajulan. And the reward for one who continues to practice, who continues to act, who continues to hold on, is like the reward of 50 men. Minhum aw minna ya Rasulallah. 50 from them or 50 from us, minkum. 50 from you, 50 companions. The reward of the one who continues to hold on will be like the reward of 50 companions, radiallahu anhum. So brothers and sisters, hold on. Be patient. Forge on. Continue to do the good things that you do. Work to improve your religion and to refine your religion. Work to grow closer to the Quran as each passing breath draws you closer to your death. Study the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to understand the tremendous challenges he was faced with and how he patiently persevered through them. أقول قولي هذا استغفر لي ولكم أسأل المؤمنين يقوم استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. In the face of all of the difficulties and challenges, our Prophet endured, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was able to smile. The sadness was in his heart and not on his face. So may Allah bless us to be able to smile. May Allah bless us to be able to celebrate life. It's a struggle, but it's a struggle punctuated by many opportunities for celebration. It's a struggle punctuated by many opportunities for leisure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us to take advantage of those opportunities with families, with friends, to share a meal, to share the outdoors, to hike and to ski and a lot of good skiing this winter. And to do other things that bring happiness into our hearts and that rejuvenate us so that we're better prepared to go back into the struggle. And that's what life is. It's a struggle punctuated by moments of leisure and celebration, and then those rejuvenate us and reinvigorate us, and we jump back into the fray with greater resolve and greater energy. And then we celebrate again. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وكونوا مع الصادقين وكونوا مع الصادقين اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا افرغ علينا الصبر وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا افرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وتوفنا مسلمين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن ونعوذ بك من العجز والكسل ونعوذ بك من الجبن والبخل ونعوذ بك من غلبة الدين وكبر الرجال. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا بها جنتك ومن اليقين ما يهون علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقوتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك ولا يرحمنا يا أرحم الراحمين. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم خفف عن المسلمين في كل مكان. اللهم فرج عن المسلمين في كل مكان. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. أكم الصلاة يرحمني ويرحمكم الله.